Good morning, a Friday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. We made it to Friday. Hooray.
I love Friday.
And a good number on the board, Alan, in the Lockbox Challenge. $416,609 wonderful dollars from amazing listeners. And we have just till February 11th to get to the half-million mark.
We got to move. Really, now is the time to move. And I think everybody gets it. Everybody's in on it. That's what I love about it. It's our crowd. It's who we are as a group that has made this radio station from Save Our Station in 1979 to now. We've done it. We've all done it together. And all you got to do, everybody, is put a little something in, and then you feel good and we feel great. It's that simple. It's all terrific. So come on, everybody, let's get it done. $500,000. We have a couple of weeks to do it, but I would love to get the fund drive so we don't have to have it, to be honest with you. Or maybe just one day or half a day, something like that, just to get together. Okay, so let's get on to the topics.
Well, let's start with what is really becoming quite a quagmire here, it looks like, with the president now grounding Speaker Nancy Pelosi, sort of a tit-for-tat one-upsmanship game going on now, Alan?
Well, David, yes, I suppose one could say that he's acting like a child in diapers, bawling and yelling, and he knows what's coming now. It's so clear. If you've been watching Adam Schiff, if you've been watching what's coming out of the Mueller investigation now, it's beginning to leak. If you begin to see everybody together, if you hear Rudy Giuliani's utterances, one day it could be the staff that knew about the Russian connection, but not the president. The next day the staff didn't know about it. You know, the people who report to the president. Oh, come on. It's got to be a fearful pressure on Trump. And I suspect when he reaches out and does something like saying, you can't fly in a government plane, but I'm going to send my wife to Mar-a-Lago in the hugest jet you have ever seen in your whole life. But Nancy Pelosi can't go to visit the troops. It doesn't make him look good. Even Lindsey Graham, who is, as you know, David, off and on again where the president is concerned, had some things to say that it was inappropriate.
And as you've been pointing out all week and since it started, people are suffering.
Oh, boy. You know, I think what's going on in Brexit is extremely important to the Western world and to the United States and its trading partners and to the European Union. But first, let's take care of our own. Let's make sure that we are paying attention to the terrible suffering that 800,000 people and all the people that they serve in this country. It can't be normalized. It can't be, oh, ho, hum. That's the way the news is. We just can't afford to do that. We have to keep the pressure on. We have to look at all of this. And to me, what's going on is the president doesn't want it, obviously, because it doesn't look good. On the other hand, it does take attention away from his other problems.
Some of those other problems, Alan, appearing in the paper, New York Times, reporting that thousands of migrant children taken from families went untallied.
Well, yes. Are we surprised by this? Look, ICE has gotten itself into a mess. The Border Patrol people have gotten themselves into a mess. The president has ordered all of this, and it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse. There's one thing Americans understand, and that is children. It's one thing for so many people to say, oh, well, you know, adults knew what they were doing when they came over the border. I don't agree with that, by the way, but that's what they say. On the other hand, take a look at what's really going on here and say, children separated from their parents, children dying. You know, this is something that every mother and father, uncle and aunt and grandparent in this country understands. Everybody understands it. Not good.
Let's go out to California for a minute, Alan, and talk about education.
Hey, I'd like to.
Especially this weekend.
Unless the Teutonic plates, and I hate to think of what's coming there. There was a piece yesterday about the big one coming. Boy, I really am worried about that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the meantime, we're having a huge teacher's strike, the rallying cry, more funding. But this ties to our region in New York, especially when we talk about education and politics. More funding, fewer charters.
Well, let me put it this way. When the Republicans were in office, charter schools had a real place at the table politically. Then what happened was when the Democrats took over the Senate, obviously the teachers unions and others are really opposed to the charter schools, at least the way we know them. You know, when Pataki was the governor, you may remember that the way he got all of the concessions for charter schools is he basically legally bribed the legislature and said, you can have a pay raise, but I got to have my charter schools. And that's how he got them.
What do you make, Alan, the report that Queens Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's first speech on the House floor quickly made C-SPAN history? It's becoming the most viewed Twitter video of any remarks by a House member of either party. 1.6 million views.
Hey, David, you know, she is the woman of the moment. And it just goes to show you how many people there are who appreciate a straight talker. Now, if she straight talks, there will be people who say, well, I don't like everything she says. I like most of what she says, I'll tell you right now. And I think Americans do. So I think that's what got Donald Trump elected, sort of this perception of straight talk from the right-wing way of doing things. They say, okay, give him a chance. So now you have Ocasio-Cortez coming along. And she is talking it straight just the way Bernie Sanders talked it straight. No question, when she tweets, more people pay attention than to anyone else in the country, I believe, including the president.
And you mentioned it, but what about Bernie Sanders?
Well, I've often said to you, David, you know this, that you're on the political merry-go-round. You have one chance to get the golden ring. He had it the last time. I suspect that was what's going to happen. If he runs again, he'll get a lot of people, but it won't be the same Bernie magic as it was the last time.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, another week wrapping up. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. And if you have a moment, you know, put something in that lockbox.
Yeah, and get the snow shovel out. And remember, when the snow comes, you'll always have WAMC.